If you learn how to go to the throne of grace and how to pray, you can walk in peace with your mate, your children can walk in peace with you, and everybody in your household will do good. Everybody will be blessed. But if you take a man that does not love his wife like Christ loved the church, that man's prayers will not be answered, the Word of God says. All you got to have is a man, the head of the house, and if he can't get his prayers answered, the whole house in trouble. But God clearly says, if the husband does not love his wife like Christ loved the church, I will not answer your prayers. If God don't answer your prayer, you're just talking, right? Nothing happens. Then he says, wives, you have to submit to your husband in everything, even calling your husband Lord, whether he's good or bad. Call him Lord. When's the last time you wives called your husband Lord? If you're not willing to do that, you know, you're disobedient to God. You know, if you're not willing to submit to your own husband in everything, it's going to make you sick and afflict you. And then he says, children, you must obey your parents in everything. In everything. Boy, I don't like the way Daddy does things. It don't make no difference at all whether you like it or not. If Daddy tells you to do something, you're going to obey him, or you're going to be the one to suffer the consequences. It will cost you dearly. And it could be, the Lord says, children, obey your parents in all things so that it will go well with you. And I never seen a child that didn't like to be well. But also he says, and that your life may be long on the earth. You know, when you're 15, you think Daddy's 35. He's ancient. He's over the hill. But when you get to be 50 yourself, you think, well, Daddy wasn't so old when he was 35. And then when you get to be 70, if you live to be 70, if you're a disobedient child and you're not willing to obey your parents, you may never live to be 70. No. You know, I have seen children, I've seen this one case one time, a young man, two young men, and one of them was about 50, and the other, I guess he's the younger one, he died when he was 40, and I asked the older one, 50. I said, you know, I said, I just to check out the scripture, I said, here you are, a man of God, you go to church. I said, I see you always respecting still your mom and dad, although you're 50 and they're in their 70s. I see you respecting your mother and dad. I said, have you ever had much sickness and disease? He said, no, absolutely hardly ever. Don't hardly have ever anything wrong with me. I said, well, but your brother died at 40. I said, what's the difference between you at 50 and you're such a good health, and he died at 40 several years ago? I said, how was his life? They said, well, he didn't go to church quite as much as I do. But I said, well, how was his love walk with mom and dad? Oh, he said he always called dad the old man. He had no respect for mom or dad. Mom would tell him to do something, he wouldn't ever obey her. I said, he died at 40. Yeah, at 40. I said, that's what the problem is. God said in his word, children, obey your parents in all things so that it may go well with you. That's just like little Allison. Her testimony's back there. But this part of her testimony I didn't get on tape. I wished I had. Little Allison had been sick all of her life. She was about 3 or 4 years old. They brought her here, and I found the parents' sins. And then after we found the parents' sin, whenever the parents asked for forgiveness of their sin, then I took them to this scripture and in Galatians 3, 13 and 14. And let's go to Galatians 3, 13 and 14. And I'll show you what that says. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 clearly says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What does it mean, Christ has redeemed you? What does the word redeemed mean? He paid the price. It's done. He paid a price you can't pay. So he redeemed you from sin, and he redeemed you from the curse. Now after that, there's no more redemption in the Bible. It's only everything else. Once you get saved, once you get redeemed from sin, you're forgiven. In other words, when you got saved, I don't care if you was 40 years old, when you got saved, you come to Jesus and you accepted Him as Lord and Savior, He redeemed you from your past sins. He forgave them all. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to confess your sin. He just forgave them. I tell you what, if you were 40 when you got saved, you couldn't remember all the sins you'd committed. There's no way. There's no way you could remember. So there He just redeemed them. Now then, here's something else that if you knew it at the same time, it was yours. But I didn't know this. And it says, Christ also redeemed me from the curse of the law. See, I was under a curse of the law. Every time I had sinned and broken God's rules, it put me under a curse. Now, if you've never read about the curses, if you sometime in your own time, you go read Deuteronomy chapter 28. The first 14 verses talk about the blessings that belong to you if you walk in obedience to God's word. And the next 65 verses talk about the curses you fall under. All the sickness and disease that comes upon you. Everything from blindness, madness, everything, you name it, it's there. And this is what happens to you if you don't obey God. Well, Allison, when they brought the little girl here, I found her mother and dad sin that she had had allergies and everything so bad that if Allison were to get any kind of a oil off of a nut, like a peanut or an almond or a pecan or anything like that, in fact, her daddy, he could eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then wash and dry his hands, and then pick up his little daughter, and when he would put his hand on her, although he had already washed it, she would immediately begin to swell up, and her throat would go closed, and she couldn't breathe. Now, they didn't realize this was a demon. This was a demon that was attacking this little girl because of the curse, the sins that the mother and dad did in the beginning. The sins that they committed had allowed this demon to come upon their little girl when she was born. And now then here she is 3 or 4 years old. And if she gets close to anything that's a nut, I mean almost anything, she can hardly eat nothing. If she gets close to it, immediately her throat starts swelling closed. And they have this shot they have to give her in her leg that if they don't give it in a matter of minutes, the little girl can suffocate and die. It's a demon that's killing her. When they came here, I explained to them that now that you, Mom and Dad, have taken care of your sin, now then, Christ has redeemed your baby from the curse. Is that what He said? Christ has? That means it's already done, right? So any of you here today that have any kind of a sickness or a disease upon you, you're under some kind of a curse. So by being under that curse, when you get a hold of this, all you got to do is know that you've repented of every sin known to man, yourself. You know it's done. And then you claim this promise that Christ has already redeemed me from that curse. I'm done. If He done it by faith, He said, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law because He was made a curse for me, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus hung on a tree to redeem me from the curse of the law. That the blessings of Abraham, somebody said, well, I don't have a clue what the blessings of Abraham are. You know, it's impossible to receive something by faith that you don't know what belongs to you. Do you know what I'm saying? I might go down to the bank and say, I'm going to put $500 in a bank account. And I come up and I say, here's a bank passbook. And I just put $500 in there for you just because I love you. You look at that and think, he can't be serious. You know, I don't even know him. He couldn't be serious. You know, if somebody was to do that for you, you'd probably just throw it in the trash.
No,
you wouldn't. Huh? You'd at least go check it out. Huh? But that's what we do with Jesus. He made us all these wonderful promises, and we just throw it in the trash. We just live sick and afflicted because He says that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Now then, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, He's redeemed you from the curse. If you've repented of sin and claimed the redemption from the curse, then praise God, I'm healed. It's done in the name of Jesus. It's written. I told Mom and Dad that over Allison. I said, now then, that you two have repented of your sin. I said, now that I'm going to claim the redemption from the curse over little Allison. And I quoted those scriptures, every one of them. And they said, well, what is the blessings of Abraham? So I took them back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, and show them where that everything they put their hands to is blessed if they obey God. Now, how would you like to think that everything I do is blessed if I obey God? But that's written. It's written in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. If you obey God, those are the blessings that belong to you and your children. And then I said that this might, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How do we do everything? By what? Faith. In the kingdom of God, you receive it by faith. And so anyway, I said, now that it's done, I said, you can take her and feed her anything you want to now. And they looked at me and said, Thurman, it can't be this simple. You see? Did they have faith? No. They didn't have no faith. They didn't believe the promise of God. There it is written. God made you the promise. It is written. I have redeemed you from the curse of the law. I mean, you can't get no better than Jesus, right?
Right.
So, but they couldn't receive it. They said, Thurman, it can't be that simple. I said, sure, you can stop down here right now and get her a package of peanuts and she can eat them and it won't be no problem. But Thurman, it can't be that simple. I said, okay, and second thought, maybe you better not stop and get her some peanuts because y'all ain't got no faith. Now, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, what can you do?
Everything.
What's impossible with you? But we need that little bitty mustard seed, right? Romans 10:17. Let's see what Romans 10:17 says. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by
hearing
and
hearing
by the what?
Word of God.
Word of God. So we hear over and over and over. You notice it didn't say it comes by reading. It comes by hearing. So we hear these promises of God. Christ has redeemed me from the curse. If Christ has redeemed me from the curse, am I redeemed from the curse?
Right.
If I'm redeemed from the curse by Jesus, am I redeemed from the curse?
Amen.
It's a done deal. You can't get no higher authority than Jesus. So we're going to receive it by how?
Faith.
In the name of Jesus. It's done. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You redeemed me from the curse. I am set free.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.